Okay, so yesterday we were discussing the Shita of the Gaonim, right? We had this, we first saw it in the Sifrei, then we saw it in Gaonim quoted by the Rach, and then we saw it in, this in Rav Haigon. Again, how would you describe, Natanael, how would you describe the Shita of the Gaonim?
The Gaonim, that in order for Edom to become a Nazimah, they need to accept it upon themselves. Either they're quiet.
Zomim, exactly. Yeah, meaning that the Edom Mazimim are only believed over the Edom Zomim, or the Din of Azama only applies when the Edom Zomim admit to the accusation of the Edom Mazimim. So yesterday we explained that which approach does it seem to work out very nicely with?
Trey.
Right, the classic way to understand these Gaonim is that they accept the Trey approach. I think it's a stalemate between the Mazim and the Zomim. The only thing that breaks that tie is if the Zomim themselves admit that the Mazim are correct. I think I would say that's the Pash Pshah. And the Diak that I didn't mention yesterday, but the Lashon of Rav Haigon, where he says that if they don't admit that it's not Hazama, rather Hachasha, that works out very nicely with that Pshat. Because the whole point is that if they don't admit, it remains Hachasha, Trey or Trey. The only way you're going to get it to the Din Hazama is the only way to tip the balances is that the Edom Zomim are going to be molded. That's the pshat we gave yesterday. But the Kuntras HaBi'urim, who, as Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, I'm told that Meir's grandfather learned by for a little bit, offers a novel alternative understanding. Anybody want to explain what the novel understanding of the Kuntras HaBi'urim is? Anyone want to go for it? Anybody? Mordechai?
It was kind of that, that the Haigon isn't saying that the part that it's more like a Tanaya being doing that they have to be motivated, but it's not like the first time the Mishnah isn't actually saying that.
True, but
he's bothered by the problem of how do you understand Kisa?
Okay, good. Yes. That's one of the benefits that he's going to develop. But what's the pshat? Anyone remember the pshat itself? He says, because only if the Edom are molded, because if they argue and say, what are you talking about? We weren't there. What does the case become? Hachasha. Exactly. So the Kuntras HaBi'urim's pshat is that the reason why you need the Edom Zomim to admit is because if they disagree and say, what are you talking about, Imanu Ha'isam? We were elsewhere. That turns the case into a case of Hachasha, the Hazama, the Basachas. And assuming that these Gaonim agree with the Rambam, that a chashav hazama bebas achas is not considered hazama, that is the pshat in these Gaonim, says the Kuntras HaBi'urim. So in short, the pshat is that the reason why you need the Edom Zomim to agree is not because you need to tilt the balance in favor of the Edom Hazimim. It's rather because if they don't agree, if they disagree, so then the case will be turned into a case of hazama v'achashav bebas achas, and then it's not considered a case of hazama. Yeah. There are a bunch of problems, but yeah.
How are they not following that?
One more time?
How are they not following that?
Meaning?
They can say all they want. They're being made on themselves in an active case.
So I think what you're getting at is that one problem with this pshat is that when the Edom Zomim disagree and say, no, we weren't with you, is that considered hachasha? Generally, hachasha is when you're arguing about the case itself, right? Whether Reuben killed Shimon. It's a very bechidish to say that when the Edom Zomim start arguing about their whereabouts, about their location, that makes the case into hachasha.
What if they say phrase it as you weren't with us?
You
meaning they phrase their testimony not about themselves, but about.
But is that a chasha now about the case, or is that now they're turning the mazim into
that's
about?
That's contradictory. I mean, one is saying you were with us, and they're saying.
Okay, but it's hard to then say that makes the original nidon into a chasha. So I agree. Yeah.
Testify someone wasn't with
you.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So again, problem number one with this mechudesh idea, mahalak is number one. Just to consider the Edom Zomim's disagreement about Imanu Ha'isem, to make the case hachasha, very strange. When the Rambam talks about hachasha v'azom v'azachas, that's when they start arguing about whether the horig was there, whether the nereg was there, because they're arguing about whether Reuven really killed Shimon. To then start arguing about Imanu Ha'isem seems to be a difficult assumption. Chart number two is that who says the Gaonim hold like the Rambam? Meaning, the Rambam is the one who's mechadish this din, that Azama v'achasha v'asachas, is considered hachasha. As far as I know, he's the first one who says that. To assume that all these Gaonim agree to that, that also seems dachak. So again, I just wanted to present it because because it's an interesting idea. But again, I think the simplest understanding of the Gaonim and of Rav Haigon, as we said before, is that it's trey yotrey, and that you need the Zomim to admit to the Mazim in order to tilt the balance in favor of the Mazim. Okay, so Adkan, the previous topic of Achi Azimu Es Asman. So now, the major topic for today is understanding Rava's idea of Eid Zomim Chedeshim. I don't think we ever actually read the Machlokas Rav and Abaye inside. So everyone, whoever has the Baba Kama, or Sanhedrin for that matter, if you just open up to, say, Baba Kama, Ayin Beis, Amud Beis, to really see where this issue of Eid Zomim Chedeshim comes up. People have the Baba Kama with them? You have it? Okay, so hopefully you'll be familiar. Go for it, Akiva. So it's after the Mishnah, Itmar. Ayin Beis and Beis. Right, so it's right. So the big machlokes in Abaye and Rava is really the timing of the psul edus for the Eid Zomim. Right, it goes from the Mafreya to the Shas Haggadah, or is it only kind of above from the Shas HaZama? Right, so Abaye seems to make more sense. What's his idea?
If he gave the original testimony of Nisan, he only became revealed that he was his own on that case in Tishrei. So Freya, the whole time, he was his
own man. Exactly. Right. If the Mechayev is the Eidus Sheker, which Abaye seems to assume, if the Mechayev is the Eidus Sheker took place in Nisan, right? So the Dabar Pashit says Abaye that the Psul should go to Mafreya to when the Eidus Sheker took place. And we're going to get back to analyzing Abaye really tomorrow, but today I want to focus on Rava.
Rava,
Marcama,
Bonus, Eidzom Chidishu, the Ha, Trade, Ninho, Aichas, Zai Slavani, Ilka, and
Oh, so what's Rava claiming?
I was saying that it could be a few things, but seemingly it's that we can't throw in like our own logic into saying, oh, really, he was a Zomim the whole time, because the fact that he's even believed, or the fact that the first guys are puzzled, that this didn't even happen, is a finish in itself.
Right, because really, this is the key, again.
Trey training.
Exactly, very, very important line. Trey training, right, which is the one here, right? The lashon of trey happens to only be in Baba Kama, but again, as Eliyahu Yehoshua was pointing out, it is implicit in Sanhedrin, but I guess the line of trey is in Baba Kama, saying trey. Therefore, there's no reason to believe the Mazimim over the Zomim. Therefore, if there's a Chiddush to believe the Mazimim, limit the Chiddush to the Shas of the Chiddush, which is the Shas Hazama, in the case which is Tishrei, I think we're calling it. Yeah.
So then, why? Shevron and the Tosfos saw that it was a kol shekein, that if they're going to be get kasher tam now, they're going to be possible for the future. So then, why would we not apply the same?
So again, one more time, you said like the beginning of Tosfos
Baba
Kama.
Yeah.
That if we're going to give them the onish, and kol shekein, we're going to give them the psul. Yeah.
So can we apply that backwards also? If they get the onish now, then kol shekein they're possible. So that their aid is made them possible. So if their aid is made them possible, and that should work on Lafraya.
But what Rav is saying is that we only start believing the Mazimim from the Shas Hazama. So we're going to say, from now on, we believe the Mazimim, and therefore they're going to get an Onish. But now, for Onish, there's no timing. There's no Lafraya or Mikalaba for the Onish.
Yeah.
It's the only time where we say there's even
if Tosus takes the Onish and uses it as a cold screen for the Psol, then for Psol there is no Lafraya.
But how do you know from Onish that it's going to Freya? That's what I'm saying.
Say, if you learn from Onish Kol Shekein to Psol, yeah, then Psol should go to Freya. That's
why? And then what? Why?
Because if what they're saying, if the Torah is Mechadish, that we believe in Mazimin, that when the Zomim made their Eidos, they were possible, they were lying.
Okay, so now we're going to get into that. We're going to have to analyze that point. I mean, all we know is that the Mazimim, are, when the Mazimim come and are Maz in the Zomim, right now we trust the Mazimim, and therefore right now we're going to give an Onish, and therefore Rava says, therefore only right now are we going to, you know, confer the Psul Edus. Yeah, there's no Raya that it's ever not Freya.
Okay.
Again, we're going to have to analyze that. So again, so, right, so let's focus on Rava now, as we were just developing. Right, the idea of Rava is that because it's a chiddush to trust the mazimim over the zomim, therefore, right, the lashon of Rava is in lecha bo ela mishas chiddush ve'elach. That what's the general cloud that we're referring to? This idea of in lecha bo ela chidusha as like a general cloud. And again, Noam, if you have to describe the cloud in lecha bo ela chidusha, what does that cloud mean? Or in bo ela chidusha, you ever see that? Anyone recognize that cloud in bo ela chidusha in the Torah?
Whenever there's a chiddush, we want to limit its scope.
Exactly. Whenever you find a chiddush in the Torah, we're going to limit it as much as possible. Right? So and that's what's going on here, according to, right? There's a chiddush to believe the mazimim, therefore we're going to limit its scope, you know, to the extent possible. So the biggest issue we have to discuss right now is, why is it a chiddush? Right? Why is it a chiddush to believe the mazimim over the zonim? So as you can expect, that the answer to that question of why it's a chiddush is going to bring us back to a lot of the earlier mahalchim that we were discussing. So again, Shmuel, if you were to say, right, which of the two approaches is the easier one to explain why it's a chiddush to explain to believe the mazimim over the zonim? Which general mahalach, you know, is easier to explain why it's a chiddush? Right, the Paldavar approach or the Trey approach? Exactly, right? So I would say the easier way to explain Rava is that Rava is adopting the Trey approach. And besides for Misvara, Eli, what's the raya that Rava would seem at first glance to adopt the...
He says Trey,
right? So the easiest way to understand Rava, both in Svara and in Lashon, is that he's adopting the Trey approach. And therefore, since it's really Trey, it's a huge chiddush to trust the Mazimim over the Zomim, right? And he says, at least in Baba Kama, he explicitly says Trey, and even in Sanhedrin, as pointed out, even if he doesn't say Trey, he still says, I my chaz is to Samachahani, Smochahani, and then, which again, seems to be referring to a Trey type situation. So definitely within the Trey is the easier way to explain Rava. But we now take one step further. We've had different versions of Trey. So within the Trey, so why is it that we believe the Mazimim over the Zomim? And let's go through each one. So the Ramosha Soloveitchik idea is that it's Trey, but why are the Zomim, why, according to Ramosha Soloveitchik, why are the Edom Zomim end up being Psulim? What's the idea?
Because they can shame Eid Zomim.
The shame Eid Zomim idea, right? Which basically says that in a Hanami it's Trey, but the Chiddush is that because the Edom Zomim were subject to this accusation of Imanu Ha'isim, they have the stigma called Shame Eid Zomim. Yes.
According to him, then, does that mean that the first cut, are they able to respond to this accusation or not?
Similarly not. Doesn't matter what they respond. Just being subject to that accusation alone gives them Shame Eid Zomim. So again, so the Rav supposedly said the best raya, as I was quoting my father-in-law's article for, that the best raya to this shame Eid Zomim idea is what? Is the shita of Rava. Right? The idea of shame Eid Zomim is that the mechayev of Hazama is not the Eid Sheker, but is rather, right, the accusation of Imanu Ha'isam. There's no better raya to that than Shitas Rava, where Rava says it doesn't, the psul doesn't go back to the Eid Sheker. The psul is only chal at the Shas Hazama. So the way the Rav said it is that the Shitas Rava, that the psul is chal, that the Shas Hazama is the best raya to the Shem Eid Zomim idea, that the Mechayiv itself is the Hazama, and therefore the psul would be chal at Shas Hazama. So within Shem Eid Zomim, we can very clearly understand Rava that everything is chal Shas Hazama because it's all about the accusation. Yeah, Eitan.
Yeah, but I mean, can you also ask a question, like, shouldn't you, Lamafreya, have the Shem Eid Zomim?
Ooh. So we'll get to that when we discuss Abaye, but why would you say that?
Because if...
When is the accusation? And again, if it's not about that we actually believe the Mazimim, it's just the mere accusation and like the stigma, right? The, you know, the damage to his reputation, when does that...
That only happen when they do that. But,
exactly.
But, saying, but in terms of the actual Eidim themselves, I mean, if the whole idea, which you've been saying, is that you're attacking the Eidim, not the Eidus.
Well, so, wait, yeah, we'll get there soon. We're within the Trey. So within right, we're explaining that right. The best, the easiest way to explain Rava is within Trei Trei. Now we're just going through the different versions of Trei Trei. The easiest one again is the Shem Eid Zomim, because everything happens at the Hazama at the accusation. Oh. But another version of the Trei Trei of why certain Svaras. Remember, there's certain Mefarshim give a Svara for even though it's Trei Trei, why we believe the Mazimim over the Zomim. What were some of the Svaras given? What? Right, the Ran's Umdina, or what was the other Svara? The Pnei Yeshua's Migu. So at first glance, it's like, wait a second, that's a Svara. That's not a Chiddush. So how are those versions of the Trei or Trei, which say there's a Svara to believe the Mazimim? Either the Ran's Umdina, or the Pnei Yeshua's Migu. So what's the Chiddush?
I think the Ran's have
the fact that... Exactly, the Ran himself spells this out.
The fact that like the Torah generally doesn't like care about like who is like how like... more likely to tell you the truth.
Beautiful.
Like, even if like two regular guys versus like most
of the shul. Excellent. Right, so the Ran, as I had you see it, the Drush has the Ran in the third paragraph, which had him on comments for a couple of days but never really referenced. Right, the Ran himself says, after I give this beautiful Svara to explain, to justify why the Mazimin are believed, now he asks on himself, if you give such a good Svara, then the question is then, why is it a Chiddush? So the Ran has said exactly what Mordechai said, is that, we'll add to this, especially in light of Trei or Trei, right, we generally are not, in the context of Trei Trei, we generally don't take any umdinas or any svaras to favor one Trei over the other Trei. But we actually had this a little bit, you remember in the Tosas Baba Kama, when Tosas Baba Kama was asking, oh, why doesn't the second kot have a migu? One of the answers is that, in light of Trei or Trei, migu is b'makom eidim. So basically, the Ran is answering that even within his svara, or the Pnei Yeshua svara of migu, the chiddush is that in light of a Trei or Trei, right, if you didn't have the Chiddush, you would say, in light of Trei Trei, you would totally ignore the Ran Svar. You totally ignore the Pnei Yeshua's Migu. Kamash Blan of the Chiddush is that we're going to take into account the Svar of the Ran, or the Migu of the Pnei Yeshua, to basically say that the Trei of the Mazimim is going to overcome the Trei of the Zomim. Right? So again, I'm explaining is that even within the Umdina slash the Umdina, or the Migu, you still need some type of Chiddush to explain in the context of a Trei Trei why you wouldn't be Makshiv such a Svar. Was I hand? Okay. So that is, so again, we've covered within Shem Eid Zomim, clearly a Chiddush. Now we're saying even within the Migu and the Umdina, you need the Chiddush to be Makshiv those things. And now, as we just to recap, even within the, let's say, the Gaonim, this idea that from the Trei Trei, the reason why we believe the Mazimim over the Zomim is because the Zomim are Moda. We pointed out what's the Svar in that. Sorry, what's the Chiddush in that case? What's the Chiddush that the Zomim are admitting? So what's the Chiddush? Exactly. Chiddush number one is that we ignore the factor of Kivin Shehigin. And what's the other Chiddush? Generally, Moda B'Knas is Pater. So even within that Svara, that all the eight Zomim are being Moda, you still need to have a Chiddush either to ignore Kivin Shehigin and to ignore the general tour of Moda B'Knas Pater. So again, within the Trei Trei, we're really covered within, you know, that Rava works out very nicely with Trei Trei, both in Lashon and in Svara, and then all the different even reasonings within Trei Trei to favor the Mazimim over the Zomim. Right, we can understand why you need a Chiddush to say that why the Trei of the Mazimim overrides the Trei of the Zomim. Where things get very difficult is within which Mahalach. Which Mahalach is harder to understand the Shita of Rava? Baldava. And this is what we have to explain. The question we have to now ask is that, is it possible for Rava to accept the Baldava approach? And at first glance, it seems very difficult. Because Rava himself says, Trei or Trei. Why would you believe one over the other? But within Baal Davar, it's a Davar Pasha that you believe Edim versus Bali Davar. It's not 2 versus 2. It's 2 versus 0. So the question is, can we align Rava with the Baal Davar approach? Is it possible to understand that even Rava will accept the Baal Davar approach?
I don't know. Maybe you could say that it's a Chiddush that the Zomim are Bali Davar.
Excellent, that's the key. Exactly as Yitzhak just said. According to the Baal Davar approach, right, once you consider the Zomim to be Bali Davar, there's no Chiddush. Of course, once they're Bali Davar, the Mazimim are going to be believed over the Zomim. But within the Baal Davar approach, the Chiddush is rather that we consider the Zomim to be Bali Davar to begin with. And now the question is why? Right?
it's the reason why it's chiddush that they're bali davar is because they made their edus that they were with, that they were where they said they were with Reuben and Shimon, and they saw Reuben kill Shimon, came before the case, it ever was a case, whether they in fact were there.
When were they?
Meaning bali davar is when someone is accused of something, and then after the case is already active, then they testify about the case. Then the nido testifies about the case.
No, not necessarily. In a classic case, people, what were you going to say?
If you knew they were pusillatus, the two of them come and say, oh, hey, we saw they've been playing poker last week. Like, not like we're going to say, oh, well, they gave their finders keepers, they gave their testimony first. Don't say whoever comes first.
Yeah, I mean,
When they gave their edus, it wasn't an active case about if when they were made that they were in wherever with Reuben and Shimon. There was no case about were they with Reuben and Shimon.
But now that the Mazim come along and say Imanu Ha'isim,
even though if the Psal Bali Davar is that you're being made in an active case, well, they were made before as an active case.
Bali Davar says whenever two edim are made about two people, the two people are the Bali Davar. So we're saying when the Mazimim come along and say Imanu Ha'isim, now the Zomim are considered Bali Davar. You don't have to say Lama Freya. I mean, they become the Nidon, they become the Bali Davar when the Mazimim testify Imanu Ha'isim.
Yeah, but I'm saying once they made their statement that we're saying it's not trade or trade because their statement that they were with Reuben and Shimon is a statement made by Bali Davar.
No, we're not saying it then. We're saying once the Mazimim come along and say Imanu Ha'isim, now in regards to the edus of the Mazimim, the Edim Zomim are considered Bali Davar.
And
therefore we believe the Mazimim to establish the Zomim as having been Meir Sheker.
I'm afraid.
Well, that's Abaye would say Lama Freya.
No, I'm saying Lama Freya, even Lama Freya, the statement that the Zomim said was a statement of Bali Davar, right? When the Zomim, before the Mazimim came, the Zomim statement that they were with Reuben and Shimon was a statement made by Bali Davar.
Correct, but yeah, I don't think that's a problem. I mean, that itself is not a problem because people don't become Bali Davar, meaning Gazlanim don't become Bali Davar until someone is made that they're a Gazlanim. Let's say when Gazlanim were made on a case. And then 3 months later, people come along and say, no, you couldn't have been Mehid. You're Gazlanim. They're Bali Davar. And then Lama Freya, we say, oh, look, they were Gazlanim at the time, and therefore they're Psuli Edus.
But in that case, the active case is, were they Gazlanim or not? So,
but that's only, was only once the new Kot comes along and says that they're Gazlanim.
But I'm saying they were passing their test. They never testified that we're not Gazlanim.
Yeah, correct.
So,
True. So
within the case is, are they Gazlanim or not? So within that case,
the new case is. Meaning once the second cut comes, we say now there's a new case on these Gavar Eden. We create, meaning they only become Bali Davar once the second cut comes, and then once the second cut is believed because they're going up against Bali Davar, so now we take whatever that emanus is and we apply it. So there's one Rishon who is really zeroing on this chiddush. Who is that Rishon? Who again just to chaz over, right? So we're asking how, right? We're saying what is the chiddush of Rava within the Bali Davar approach? So Yitzhak told us beautifully that the chiddush that we consider the Edim Zomim to be Bali Davar. But the question is, why is that a chiddush? So which Rishon seems to... The Yad Ramah. So let's see the Yad Ramah inside. And the Yad Ramah is commonly on the Gemara and Chav Zayin, on Rava. So if you pay careful attention to the Yad Ramah, when explaining the chiddush of Rava, is going to mention two different factors which make it a chiddush to view the Edim Zomim as Balei Davar. And this is going to be key for understanding how there can be a chiddush, how understanding Rava's chiddush even within the Bali Davar approach. Again, that the chiddush is not that, oh, once they're Bali Davar, you believe the Edim Mazimim. That's Pashit. Once the Zomim are Bali Davar, you trust the Mazimim. The chiddush that we consider the Edim Zomim to be Bali Davar to begin with. Meir, would you mind? Do you have the Yad Ramah? See, Yad Ramah is starting with, you see, Rava Amar. I would say it's like six lines down on the Marmakoma sheet.
Yeah.
Right, it's chiddush, right, that we trust the mazimim over the zom. Remember, now he's going to explain a key line, point number one. Why is this a chiddush? Oh, the reason why, or chiddush number one, the reason why it's a chiddush to trust the second cut over the first cut, like, what do you mean? They're talking about, no, is because they don't mention, well, when they say imanu wa'isem, they're not mentioning a ma'isa avera that the zomim did explicitly. Right, generally, whenever you have a nidah, like what's a classic case of two edim being made about two other people as the nidah? And they're made that those two people, exactly, gavlanim, they did the avera of gazel, they did the avera of chil shabbos, they're harak the masay nefesh. In all those cases, what makes the first group balei davar is because the second edim are being made about a ma'isa avera. When you're talking about ma'isa avera that they did, they become the balei davar. So point number one, why it's a chiddush to consider the edim zomim to be balei davar, is because when the mazimim say imanu ha'isem, they just say that we were with you. They don't explicitly mention any ma'isa avera done by the edim zomim. Yeah.
Like the ma'isa avera is only together. So anyway, why is it making a difference? Whether or not, like,
what do you mean the Tosa? Because
the Tosa is Balei.
Okay, so we'll get there. So he's gonna. Yarama is saying, let's first talk about what they explicitly say, and then we're gonna knock down what they implicitly say. Okay. Both factors are not going to be viewed as Balei Davar.
Okay. I'm asking, like, what's the status of Maisa Bera?
Because generally the idea that just because two people come to Bezin and say something, that doesn't mean there's a formal Kabbalah's edus on it. There has to be a nafkamina that's going to have effect in Bezin. So generally, when two edim are going to give edus about someone or some people, generally the only nafkamina is going to be because they're speaking about an avera that took place. Right? That's the classic example of something which have a nafkamina and a Kabbalah's edus. So factor number one that the Yarama is saying, I'll take Eitan in a second, is that Imanu Ha'isem, there's no reference explicitly to Ma'isa Avera. To consider, so therefore, to consider Imanu Ha'isem on the Zomim to be a Kabbalah's Eidus in of itself, for the Eidim Zomim to be considered the Balei Davar in regards to Imanu Ha'isem, so point number one is that you're not going to have a Kabbalah's Eidus for them to be Balei Davar. We're not talking about them doing any Avera. Yeah.
So, but by them saying Imanu Ha'isem, so then they're basically saying that, like, in this case you couldn't have said that, but by them calling them Gazlanim, so then, let's say, like, why would that case be, like, why would they not be believed in that case?
No, they would.
Meaning, in the case that these Eidim just said they're Reuven Kel Shimon, and then you guys come and they say, well, you guys are Gazlanim.
So then for sure they're believed.
Right, but I'm
that's
saying...
That's not a chiddush.
But wouldn't the original Eidim, so... Couldn't they be believed? Because meaning they're separate cases, right? Because one is that they're testifying that he's a Gazlan, and then later on there's that Reuven Kel Shimon, and then later on they're saying, well, by the way, in general you guys are Pasul Eidus.
Exactly.
Whereas Eidim Zomim, they're saying, well, you're Pasul Eidus, and I guess you should be Pasul Eidus in general. But in this case, Dafka, you couldn't have said that because you were here. Meaning they're saying that you don't work in this case. Whereas in general, the alternative is that you can't give Eidus in general.
Yeah. Meaning, I think what you're saying is in the case of the Gazlanim. In the case of Gazlanim, right, there, when the second cut is made, the first cut are Gazlanim, that's a separate case.
Right.
That's a separate case, and therefore they're clearly the first cut are the Balei Davar.
Right.
And then once we accept it, because it's Edim versus Balei Davar, we now take whatever implications there are, such as them being Psuli Edus, to apply that to the other case.
Right,
that's
all Kiddush in that case. Maybe because they are Pasul Mafreya?
Yeah. In that case,
so
to
then,
the Shas.
Then I guess the Kiddush that Edim Zon is not Pasul Mafreya? Because weren't we saying that it's not possible for because of Seder Lekuchos?
Well, that's one reason. The other reason, we're discussing the Chiddush. So
wouldn't you have the same problem with the Gazlan?
No, because there's no Chiddush. The two Edim are... That's the Gemara, you know, in Baba comments on Hajjim saying. There's no Chiddush that two Edim are believed to call those two other people Gazlan. That's a classic case of two Edim.
No, but meaning to say that if they're Gazlanim, so then Lamafreya, anything since they were Gazlanim.
Yeah, unless you come out to Pseudo Lukukos.
No, so I'm saying, meaning is
without tzedek to lekuchos, of course, that goes in the mashma.
Okay, but wasn't our whole problem tzedek to lekuchos that?
Yeah, but we're not. You know, that's a different thing. We're not talking about tzedek to lekuchos. That's a technical factor. Ignoring tzedek to lekuchos, we're just within the rav of chiddush.
Meaning that also in zomin would also be for ignoring tzedek to lekuchos.
According to the tzedek to lekuchos,
if we're ignoring tzedek to lekuchos, then Adam zomin would also be possible.
Well, according to that day. But again, but we're within the first day of Rava, that the reason why the Eitan Zomer are not Psalm Lafraya is because it's a Chiddush. And we're trying to understand why is it a Chiddush. So we're not saying, even in the Baal Davar approach, the Chiddush is that we consider them Baal Davar. In the case of Gazlanim, that's not a Chiddush to consider the first Baal Davar. Of course they're Baal Davar. You're calling them Gazlanim. That's a case in of itself. But here, right, factor number one, which makes it a Chiddush, is that you're not, right, the Mazimim are not talking about a Maisa Avera that the Zomim committed. So that's one reason to not consider them the Baal HaDavar. And now, who is reading? Oh, there. Now another factor. Right, Ubatin Lishak. Oh, this is, so again, this is what, you know, Kiva was referring to before. So you're saying, not only on an explicit level are they not talking about any Avera that the Zomim did, even if you want to talk about, okay, so what are the implications? What are the consequences of the Eidus? What are the consequences focused on, Meir? What are the consequences of saying Imanu HaYisem? That therefore
you could be
they're born l'shakar as a du son. The implications is focused on bimachish, the original edus. So basically, what the Yad Ramah is saying on two levels, both explicitly, we're not talking about an avera that the Zomim did, and even if you're talking about implicitly, so what are the consequences of Imanu Ha'isem? The consequences, and therefore we're being machish, we're contradicting the original edus. So according to both, on the explicit level and the implicit level, right, the Nidon is not the Edom Zomim. We're not focused on the Edom Zomim, the Gavra. Right? And therefore, according to the Yad Ramah is basically giving us two different reasons why it's a Chiddush to say that we're going to view the Edom Zomim as the Nidon of Imanu HaYisem. Number one, we're not talking about a Maisa Avera that they committed. Number two, if even you're talking about the implications of Imanu HaYisem, and therefore the Edus that you gave was false. That's HaKhasha. So therefore, the Chiddush, as Yitzhak said before, the Chiddush is saying, despite the fact that we're not talking about any Avera that they did, and despite that the implications are focused on the Edus, the Chiddush that we're going to consider them to be the Nidonim, the Baal HaDavar, and that's why we're going to believe the Edim Mazim. Okay? So again, we're now just big picture, we're trying to explain why it's even a Chiddush. You can even understand Rabba's Chiddush within the Baal Davar approach, because it's a Chiddush to consider them the Baal HaDavar, given that you're not talking about any Avera that they did, and really the focus of the Edus is on just being machish, contradicting, you know, their original Edus. So that's the Yad Ramah, helps us out with two reasons why it's a Chiddush to consider them to be the Baal HaDavar. Which other very prominent Achron also discusses that it's a Chiddush for the Zomim to be considered Baal HaDavar. Remember? Who was this? Another Achron, one of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, Nesivos. Anyone bring in Nesivos? Oh, beautiful. So Nesivos in Lamed Ches Beis, the Nesivos is trying to, right, you know, we're not getting into the details at the moment, but the Nesivos is trying to be mechalik, what Ethan was discussing, mechalik between the Edus of Gazlanim and the Edus of Hazava. To explain, but when it comes to Gazlanim, they're clearly the Baal HaDavar. When it comes to Hazava, not so simple. Do you have it?
Yeah.
See the line, V'ilav de Chidesh Rachmana? Or Almad Lepsul de Gazlanusa Lav Chidesh?
Yeah, okay.
When it comes to the Psul of Gazlanusa, there it's not a Chiddush to consider the first two guys to be the Nidonim, the Baal HaDavar. Right, because you're being made on them Begavra to passel them. Oh, Hazama, it's a Chiddush to consider them Baal HaDavar. Why?
Eden.
This is Edus. Interesting. Yeah, it's really all these different things. It's like, right? I'm here. Right? And if not for the chiddush of the pasuk, we would not be considered as if you're being, as if the mazimim were being made on the gavra edim zomim. Right, and you would not trust the second kat, the mazimim, over the first kat. And even though when it comes to Hazama, you're accusing them of being made sheker, so you are saying that they committed an avera. But how come okay? Same thing with Hakasha. When you're being machish someone, you're also saying that the original Edim were lying, but still. Mikol Makom.
Mikol Makom. Lo him ne'achronim tefei me'arishonim. Mikam came in the Iker Dasan, who neged Hamalda.
Right, because we say, in the day, if you're by Achasha, you're contradicting the Edus itself. That's Trey or Trey.
Lav Chiddush Hazama, Domo Achasha. Amad Hazama lo mikrei
Kolkach
Hagada al Gufan shel Edus.
All right. So again, very important. The Sifos is saying that if not for the Chiddush, you would not consider the Edim Zomim to be the Bali Dover, right? It's because it's different in the case of Gazlanim. The case of Gazlanim, clearly talking about the first cut as the Nidon. You're saying they committed a Maisa Avera, but here the focus is on undermining their Edus. It's just like Achasha, and therefore the Chiddush is to consider the Zomim to be Bali Dover. So with this, both the Yad Ramah and the Nesivos, right, we're explaining that you can even understand Rava's Chiddush within the Bali Davar approach. That the Chiddush means that you consider them to be the Bali Davar. Yeah.
So you're saying there's a new category of like
Kamala Sabas, that the Chiddush of Hazama is that we create a case within a case. That even though the larger case at hand is really just on whether Reuven killed Shimon, but the Chiddush of Hazama is that we're going to create a case within a case, that when you say Yaman Wa'isem, there's a new case on the Gavra Edim Zomim. That's its own Nidon, and they are the Bali Davar. Okay? So Ankan, we basically explained, right, what the Chiddush of Rava is, right, within Trey or Trey, it was easier, and now within even the Bali Davar approach, we're able to justify what the Chiddush could be. Yeah?
According to that, why is it Dafka by Iman Ha'isem and not by any of the Amrasha?
Because only Iman Ha'isem is at least attempting to speak about them, the Davar. Right. So although it doesn't go as extreme as Gazlanim, and therefore you need a chiddush to get it to the finish line, but at least Imanu Ayisem is speaking about their whereabouts. Right. So, but in the case of a classic Achasha, I was with the Malva, I was with the Lova, I was with the Horig, I was with the Nerug, you're not talking about the Gavra Eden at all. Say for we can't, you know, you can't even say it with the chiddush. So the chiddush only applies to Imanu Ayisem, which is at least talking about them. We're saying that alone without a chiddush wouldn't constitute Bali Davar, but with the Chiddush we can say, because you're speaking about them, we'll consider that a case within a case.
If his point is that the Chiddush is a new category of Kamal Zedis, maybe that if you keep it,
it has to be exclusively focused on the Gavra Edim. It could be, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think that's the best pshat on the Rambam. And it's all about, you know, since it's like it's precarious to begin with to consider this case, to consider them Bali Davar, the only time the Chiddush is going to apply is that that's the only thing you speak about. I totally agree. Okay, good. So far within Rambo, we've spoken about what the Chiddush is. So now I'd like to, again, this will be partial Chazar, but it's good just to summarize. What is the subject of the Chiddush? Right? Again, what are the, Yoshua, what are the basic two options of what is the subject of the Chiddush? Of Rava.
Whether,
what is the Chiddush going on? Is it going on the Kashrus?
Of Kashrus Hazomim.
Of the Ma. Is it the Kashrus of the Mazimim, exactly? Or is it
the
of the Zom, exactly. So that's going to be our next discussion. But again, just to put everything, you know, organized, in order to pin down what the subject of the Chiddush is, again, the Psul of the Zomimim or the Kashrus of the Mazimim, you have to go back and discuss a basic question about Ide HaChasha. Right? And this is where all the Bali Tos discuss. Right? And this is the Machlokis in Baal Bas, or Laman Aleph, Amit Beis. Right? What is the Machlokis Rav Huna and Rav Chista Mordechai?
If there are two people arguing over land,
Right, that's the first machlokes. That's Rav Nachman and Rava.
What's
the? Yeah, Rav Huna, Rav Chisa by Hachasha at all.
Hachasha, Rav Huna says that they're both Yafim Ida, and then Rav Chisa, and therefore we're not going to say that they're Ida Sheker. Then Rav Chisa are making puzzle.
Beautiful, exactly. So let's chazer over that machlokas Rav Huna and Rav Chisna, and we'll give a little hasberim to each of them, and then we'll come back. So again, very important background is this machlokas of Bava Basra, Laman Aleph. Anybody have the Gemara Bava Basra open? You got it? Oh, awesome. So let's just read. You said it beautifully outside. But you see, De Itmar, three lines down, you machlokas about Ede HaChasha, generally, about whether Ede HaChasha are going to be Ksherim Le'idus in other cases. Oh, so go for it, Mordechai. Oh, so you have two Kita Edim who are Machish each other in one case. Oh, so Shita's Rav Huna is that they're kosher to speak it right, to be made in other cases. So the question is why? Isn't there a suffix? There's a suffix on each one whether they are Psula Edus. So why are they still kosher? Anybody remember what the Rashbam says?
One from each cast can't join together.
Yeah, for sure one from each cast, because then you have Vadai. But why doesn't the suffix do anything? Exactly, Cheses Kasher. So if you look closely at the Rashbam, and Dira Masel Vizuba, you see Mordechai?
Yeah.
Is it Vizuba before it?
The Eidus Acheres, Aval Echad Mikas Zu, Echad Mikas Zu, Imet Starkin, the Eidus Acheres. Ha Echad Mehen Hasel Nevada.
Exactly what you said before, right? You obviously can't combine one from each, because then you vaday have a puzzle aid, and then you just have one kosher aid. This is the key. V'tam.
V'tam the Rav Huna mishum du'uki gavra achaske v'lo tafsalingu misafik.
That's right. So Rav Huna's chiddush is that a suffik can't be motzi from their cheskas kashrus. So Rav Huna says that their cheskas kashrus is intact. Right, there's a suffix in each, but the suffix is not motzi from the cheses kashrus, so they retain their cheses kashrus. So therefore, in another case, they're kosher, just like all other edim who have a cheskos kashrus. So Rav Huna says that edim, right, edei hachasha are ksherim le'edus in other cases because their cheses kashrus is completely intact. That's Rav Huna shita. Comes along Rav Chisda. Right, Rav Chisda Amar.
Rav Chisda Amar. Behadis hazi shakri lomu.
So basically, how do you translate that?
I guess, why should I believe this line?
Exactly, right? Why do we want to deal with, you know, these liars? Basically, according to Rav Chisda, the suffix sheker, on the, right, Rishpam says it's a little different, but on a pashas level, how do you explain that? That the suffix is motzi, presumably from their cheskas kashrus, right? The simple understanding of Rav Chisda is that even a suffix, right, is going to be motzi from their cheskas kashrus. That's what it seems like. But there's going to be a big issue within different deos and tosos about the nature of this psul according to Rav Chisda. Right? What, Akiva, do you remember? What is the machlokas in the Bali Tosos about the psul of Rav Chisda for Edei HaChasha? Is that a psul? You remember? Is it going to be a psul?
It's a psul
suffik. Is it a psul suffik? Or is it a psul vaday? So again, two very, very important options in Tosfos is that, so it's clear, according to Rav Chisda, is that there's the Edei HaChasha are psulim. The question is, what is the nature of that psul? So one day, so this is going back to Bava Kama, right, this comes up, right, this is the Tosfos Bava Kama, Ayin Bez, and Bez, right, the one we saw. Again, Tosfos is very important to chazer over. The big, can anybody say the Tosfos is Kasha out loud for Rav and Rav Chisda?
This is the one by why Rava doesn't work for
exactly.
Yeah. So we said that how can if Rava really holds like Rav Chisda and Rav Chisda says that we don't trust Edim once there's Hachasha, so it shouldn't be it's not a chiddush that the Edim's omen are possible. It's if anything it's a chiddush that the other ones are clear.
Beautiful, right? So the question that the Bali Tosfos ask all over the place is that how can the Gemara align at least in the Havamina Rava with Rav Chisda? Right, if Rava holds like Rav Chisda that Edei HaChasha are psulim, there's no chiddush that the Edim Zomim are psulim because they're no worse than Stam Edei HaChasha. So the second answer in Tosfos Bava Kama is that no, that there still is a chiddush of Hazama over HaChasha because the psul of HaChasha, according to Rav Chisda, is only a psul suffix. Right? So there, the second day in Tosas Baba Kama says that the psul for Edei Achasha is only a suffix. And what's the svar here? Why would the psul only be a suffix?
Maybe they're telling the truth.
What?
Maybe they're telling the truth.
Exactly, because it's only a suffix whether they're the liars. We don't know that they're the liars. It's a suffix whether one kot are the liars or the other kot are the liars. So the simple pshat is, yeah, it's only a psul suffix. Maybe they're kosher, because maybe they were telling the truth, exactly like Stephen just said. So, right, so the one day in Tosos is that the psul of Rav Chista is only a psul suffix, and that makes a lot of sense because maybe they weren't liars after all. Oh. But what are the other dayas in Tosos? Right, when the Tosos asks the question and doesn't give that answer, right? When the Tosos asks, "What's the chiddush of Rava?" Of course, they're right. Of course, the edim zomim are psulim because edim hachasha are psulim. So what are the other dayas clearly assuming that the edim hachasha is a psul? Silvada, exactly. All other deos in Tosos clearly assume that the psul hachasha, that the edei hachasha are psulim b'toras vaday. And therefore, the question is, because it's clear that edim zomim are psulim b'toras vaday. So when we're asking, what's the chiddush to? Huh?
Why?
Because we killed them, right? And even Rava says. No, but even Rava assumes it's a psul vaday mikanala. But you never find Rava saying it's only psul savik. Right, the chiddush is to believe the mazimim. Okay. Suffix is we don't know who tells the right? Okay. Right. So no one says that. So it's clear there are other deos which say, oh, what's the chiddush of Rava? They have the psul of Edei Achasha clearly assumes that the psul for Edei Achasha is Betoras Vadai. So now the question is, what's the svara there? Why is the psul for Edei Achasha Betoras Vadai if they could very well be telling the truth? So what's the svara? Anybody?
But
again, sorry, I should mention this. A big nafka mina between whether the psul is suffik or psul is vaday is what? What's a nafka mina? Is whether you can rely on them to be no, not to be motzi. You can't be motzi based on anybody. To be machzik, right? If the edei hachasha are on the side of the person who is muchzak in the mamon. So then, if they're psul vaday, then they can't help at all. But if it's a psul safik, you're not going to be motzi misafik. So the nafka mina between psul safik and psul vaday is that can you rely on the edei achasha to be machzik mamon? Oh. So again, but getting back, so what is the svara to say that edei achasha are psul and betoras vaday, even though they could very well be telling the truth? Anybody?
What's
I thought we were machmir. Okay, that's getting fancy. Sheish might to talk. Yeah, so based on the idea. Yeah?
Would it be that if they proved one side to be for sure lying, that the other side would lose their subject?
No, but psul vaday isn't. Both edim are psul and b'toras vaday moving forward, even without any rayas.
Meaning, let's say one side was able to, like, a riot came up.
Yeah, but that's not...
That wouldn't change anything?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know how that could be, but...
Because
Trey Kamea and, like...
The din is that once... Meaning, let's say you brought, like, Evan, like actual Evan.
But even without that... So the idea is as follows. Yeah?
It sounds like we maintain that it's, they're not certainly lying, so maybe it's something to do with the stigma of getting into this stuck.
Okay, interesting. You could say the truth. Reb Chaim has, just like he has a shame aid zomim, he also has a shame aid muchash, happens to be. But so you could get fancy like that. Yeah. But on a simple level, what's the basis of Nemonis for Edom? Why do we trust any Joe Schmo? What's the basis of it?
Chassis kashrus.
So the idea is that once there's a suffix, that undermines their cheskas kashrus, and once they lose their cheskas kashrus, the Torah's vada, they're not kosher. All right. So the pshat in saying that the edei hachasha are psulim b'toras vaday is very simple. Is that once we say that once there's a suffix, you're a suffix liar, you no longer have a cheskas kashrus. And once you no longer have a cheskas kashrus, memela you're psulim b'toras vaday, because the foundation of your namonis as an aid is the cheskas kashrus. Once you lose the cheskas kashrus, you're psulim b'toras vaday. Yeah.
But why do we apply that elsewhere? So say like if the Sefer Torah is
has one letter that's done incorrectly, or whatever. So then you fix it, but you don't need to check the entire Torah because the rest of the Torah still has Chazak's Kashras. So why would we, you know, why would we say something? Once you find something, so why do we sell Chazak's Kashras?
There's one letter in the Torah that doesn't affect the rest of the letters.
If one letter was done correctly, so then you don't know how many more there's done.
Maybe you crashed.
You think it affects the Chazak's Kashras in the sofa?
If there's something
incorrect.
Yeah. No, but you know, something happened something afterwards. I think. I like what Yoshua was saying. I mean, here is that if you're a suffix liar, so the machok is Rav Huna and Rav Chista say if you're a suffix liar, do you still retain your chazak's kashrus? Very interesting. Rav Huna says yes, therefore you're kosher. Rav Chista says no. Even when you're a suffix, so again, at least according to this version of Rav Chista, once it's even a suffix in your namonas, you lose your chazak's kashrus because no concept of being a 50-50 chazak's kashrus, you lose it, and therefore mamela it's Torah's
fine. So also that's more of a mistake, and this is like maybe he's a liar. Like, we're not concerned that a sofer is gonna like sneak in like a puzzle letter on purpose.
Yeah. Something on purpose later. Yeah.
What Stephen was saying then even if in the future they were the one side was proven to be telling the truth, that still they wouldn't lose their that like that name of maybe their.
According to that version, right. Yeah. According to this version, yeah. It's just whether they've intact chazak's kashrus, correct? Yeah.
If something loses a chazaka, then it gets a chazaka the other way, or retains the status.
No, we're saying here, the whole basis of the nemanus of two people, and it's a chiddush. And the fact that we trust any two joshmos to create fact halachically is based on the chiddush of a chazak's kashrus. So once you lose that chazak's kashrus, you're back to nothing.
Even if you don't have a chazaka's the other way.
No, you don't need that. But status quo is that it's a chiddush you're believed. But once you lose the foundation that nemanus, then mele you're nothing. Exactly. You don't need to have a vadai sheker to be a vadai psul. Right? Because once the suffix sheker neutralizes the chazak's kashrus, then mele you're puzzled. Yeah.
So if we're saying that if new evidence comes up, so then you still.
I've
so,
said that.
Okay, so I guess with going with that, meaning wouldn't that be the same problem of, let's say, when people accuse someone, and then even if it's found to be completely bogus?
Well,
so
that's what you just said right now. I mean,
right, so saying, so
if
that,
it's just based on the stigma, then maybe the new evidence wouldn't play a role. Again, I don't see how a new evidence could come up because Trey Kamea, and then generally
Avis. Let's say the guy.
Baharuk Baragla. Okay, that's something else. Yeah. So then his. Yeah.
Is Trey Kamea when they all come as one cast, or even if they come separate?
Separate. Could be.
Maybe,
separate.
Maybe
yeah. It wouldn't necessarily. We'll get to that. Yeah.
So
it wouldn't necessarily be one cast.
Can have a third cast to resolve things?
Like Yavo Kasa Vashishi? No.
Yeah.
Trey Kamea. Yeah. Okay, go. Just in the 5 minutes, we. It's a good question. The 5 minutes we have remaining. So this is all background. It's very important to know whether. You know, the psul hachasha is vade or something, because that's going to now play a role in the different deos of Tosas. Okay, and what is the subject of Rava's chiddush? So on a simple level, Aryeh, what is the subject of Rava's chiddush? The fact that, exactly, on a simple level, the chiddush of Rava is that the edim zomim are psulim. Why is that the simple pshat and Rava? Because what is Rava talking about? Exactly. Rava's whole thing is that because... Right, seemingly it's a chiddush that the edim zomim are psulim. Therefore, the timing of their psul is only going to be mikana labah. The subject of Rava is all about the timing of the psul of the edim zomim. So, bepashtus, that is what the chiddush is about. And therefore, because it's a chiddush that they're psulim, therefore we're going to limit their psul to mikana labah. That is the simple, for sure, the simple understanding of Rava. And again, and this is the understanding of. Most deos and tosos, right? When they're asking the question that Ellie explained before, the question is, what do you mean? What's the chiddush of Rava that the edim zomim are psulim? They're edim chasha. So that's all assuming that the chiddush of Rava is all about the psul of the edim zomim. Therefore, it's a kasha. Why is it a chiddush? They're psulim already because they're edim hachasha. So again, clear from the question of Tosas, and all other answers of Tosas, which either is, right, the first answer, which is saying, Anachanami, you're right, therefore, you know, the Maskana, right, it only aligns with the Maskana, or another answer of Suffolk versus Vade, they're all assuming that the subject of Rava's Chiddush is that the Edim Zomim are Psulim. That's the first Mahalach, and that's, you know, the one that makes the most sense. But there is another opinion. What's the other opinion? And where are you, Yoshua? What's the other opinion? That what's the subject of the chiddush? Not that the edim zomim are psulim.
It's that the
the Edom and Zeman are still kosher.
Exactly. And this is the second day of Tosos in Tosos, Sanhedrin. Very important idea that no, because of this Kasha, because yes, it seems like it's a Deborah Pashut, that if Rava holds like Rav Nachman, it's Pashut that the Edom Zomim are Psuim, Betoras Vandai, because they're Edom Achasha. Therefore, must be that the Chiddush of Rava is that it's going on the Kashrus of the Edom Mazim. Before we analyze this in light of the other approaches, what's the Kasha that Tosas brings up on himself? If the Chiddush of Rava is on the Kashrus of the Edom Mazimim, so therefore, why does it then affect the timing of the psul of the Edom Zomim? So how does Tosas answer that question? What? Exactly. He brings a rider and Basar B'chalav, that because there the Chiddush is in the Heter realm, and yet we say Embo Alechidusho even in the realm of you know Tam Ke'ikr, which is in the Chumah realm. So Tosas has this big yisod. Whenever a parsha, a din is mechudish, we're going to say Embo Alechidusho in all directions. Even if it's a chiddush in the kula version, or it's a chiddush in the chumah version, whatever it is, we're going to pay ein bo lechiddusho in all directions. Therefore, Tosfos is saying, even though the chiddush of Rava is on the kashrus of the Edom Mazimim, we're still going to apply ein bo lechiddusho to the timing of the psul of the Edom Zomim. In the last 2 minutes we have left, let's just see, according to this Tosfos, that the chiddush of Azama is in the kashrus of the Mazimim. Let's see, does that work in with all the different approaches that they were learning? Let's go through it again. So again, the Chiddush of Azama is on the kashrus of the Mazim. So let's go through it. If the Chiddush of Azama is that the Edom Zomim are the Nidonim, so then it makes sense, right? Because the Chiddush of Azama is that the Edom Mazimim are not being Machish, the Zomim. That is, the Chiddush is that it's Edom versus Balei Davar. So according to that version, right, you can understand that the direct impact of the Chiddush is to be Machshir, the Mazim.
Except then you need two Chiddushim, meaning you need Chiddush A that the Mazim are Neman, and that they're not apostle. Chiddush number two would then be that we can turn this into a case in every case.
What can it be one Chiddush? So we consider this dynamic between Edom and Balei Davar, and Memela, their psulim and their cherim. Right. Let's think about it. Right. So again, I'm showing you. You'll see where we're going with this. Also, according to the Ran and the Pnei Yeshua idea, that the Chiddush is that we take into account the Svara or the Migu. Again, that Chiddush of Azama is that we're going to trust the Edom Mazimim. That it's not a Chasha anymore. That it's not Trey or Trey. That we trust the Edom Mazimim, and therefore they are kosher. Again, that works to say that the direct result of the Chiddush of Azama is that we trust the Edom Mazimim. And the other one is that according to the Gaonim version, that the Edom Zomim admitting, right, you know, tilts the balance to the side of the Mazimim. Also, that's the Chiddush of Azama is that we take into account the Hodah of the Zomim to therefore say that the Mazimim are correct. That all works. So according to everything we've said so far, you can, all those pshatim at the Chiddush of Azama not only tells you that the Edom Zomim are psulim, but also tells you that the Edom Mazimim are ksherim. The one pshat that doesn't work within this is the Shem Eid Zomim. Because according to the Shem Eid Zomim Mahalach of Moshe, right, the only Chiddush of Azama is that there's a stigma on the Edom Zomim. It doesn't say anything about the Edom Mazimim to be machshir them. So according to the Shem Eid Zomim idea, there is no Chiddush of Azama to be machshir the Edom Mazimim, because it's still Trey or Trey according to Shem Eid Zomim. According to Shem Eid Zomim, it's still Trey or Trey, and it's just as the Chiddush of Shem Eid Zomim that to be mechayev the Zomim. So that's the last hour that we...
Why would that be different than Baldavar?
No, because Baldavar has an effect on both sides.